Turkey's presidential election will go to a runoff later this month. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took a 5% lead over his main rival, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, in Sunday's vote. They will now face each other once again on May 28th. Now, the governing alliance of Erdogan's AK Party and the nationalist MHP have retained power in parliament. The People's Alliance won 322 seats, while the six-party opposition Nation Alliance picked up 213. Hashim Ehelbara has more from Ankara.
This is the first time Recep Tayyip Erdogan has failed to win a presidential election by a clear majority. But his supporters remain upbeat.
We are very confident of getting the second round simply because there is 2.5 million vote gap between the closest opponents.
Erdogan's rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu faces the complex task of holding together the opposition alliance. He promised to defeat Erdogan and end the Justice and Development Party's decades-long dominance of Turkish politics. Losing the runoff would likely be the end of his political career.
Erdogan didn't get the vote of confidence he expected. We don't win elections by talking from balconies. If the nation says it's a runoff, so be it, and we will win.
The election was marred by allegations the governing party was blocking ballot counting in opposition strongholds. Accusations the president dismissed while telling supporters the vote was a democratic exercise. But international observers warned suppressing freedom undermines democracy.
We have concern, for example, when it comes to the media situation, the biased media situation. Everything which is related to the free speech and the possibility to get your views forward. So we have concerns which we are putting in our report.
Sinan Oğan was an outsider in the presidential race, but with 5% of the votes, the leader of the right-wing ancestral alliance could tip the scale.
Ve Türk milliyetçileri, Atatürkçüler,
nationalists and Kemalists will have a bigger say in the runoff. There will be tough days ahead for us, but we will make sure that this process is a good one for the nation, and at this time we won't say who we are going to support.
The stakes are high for both candidates. A win by Erdogan would cement his legacy. His People's Alliance retained control of parliament in Sunday's election. For Kılıçdaroğlu, a defeat would mean the collapse of a coalition of parties that put aside their political differences for a common goal. The opposition alliance had hoped to make gains in areas devastated by the earthquakes. But despite widespread criticism of the government's response to the disaster, it seems Erdogan can still rely on his support base in the southeast. This leaves the opposition with limited options as they hope to convince people to switch sides and vote for their candidate. Hashim Ahbar, Al Jazeera, Ankara.
Sami Zeydan has more from Istanbul on the third place candidate, Sinan Oğan. He won't be in the runoff, but his supporters could be vital to the final result.
He's already been talking about his conditions for endorsement, saying things like, hey, you better not come and talk to me unless you're willing, first of all, to distance yourselves from those he calls terrorists. And that's understood to be a reference to the PKK and some of the Kurdish groups, which are allegedly political parties, which are allegedly associated with the PKK. And he says the other condition, that you need to be able to commit yourself to the expulsion of refugees, understood, read into that Syrians from this country who are taking up the jobs of Turks. And this is the issue. Both sides, whether it's the ruling coalition or the opposition coalition, they both have nationalists within their coalition, and they also have connections or coalition parties from the Kurdish vote bloc. It's going to be interesting to see who can woo those supporters of Sinan Oğan more. But here's the key point as well. If the second round goes along the lines of the first one, of course, then Recep Tayyip Erdogan has only a smaller percentage that he needs to win over than Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu of those nationalist voters in order to cross the threshold.